Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we'll meditate on the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3, the first verse. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name, dear friends in Christ, English surnames can reveal a lot about a person's background in many cases, if you know a little bit about them. There are four basic types. There are patronymic surnames like Williamson or Thompson, son of William, son of Tom. There are occupational surnames like Miller or Tanner that give you an idea of what your ancestors did as a trade. There are descriptive surnames like Armstrong or Goodman that describe a particular characteristic of one of your ancestors. Or there are geographic surnames that tell you where your family came from, like York or Carlisle or Kent. For a beginning genealogist, simply knowing the subject's last name can very often give him a good head start on finding out more about his origins. What does your name reveal? Some names reveal a lot, while the meaning of some names are lost in obscurity. But there's one name that belongs to you that's more revealing than any other. And it's a name that you share with every other true believer in Jesus Christ, child of God. In our text for today, the Apostle John describes with wonder just how precious that particular name is. So maybe your life's been a bit humdrum recently. Perhaps you've been missing the fire and the vision that a Christian life should have. Maybe you've been taking that name of yours, child of God, just a little bit for granted. Well, that's all about to change, because in the words of our theme, child of God is the most revealing name of all. Scholars often remark how the Apostle Paul seems to spend a lot of time on the doctrine of justification, how we receive forgiveness of sins and are saved, while the Apostle John, particularly in his first epistle, seems to dwell on sanctification, or the purity of the Christian life and good works. But these two obviously are not mutually exclusive, really just the opposite. They're always found together. Justifying faith is never without resulting good works and sanctification. And a truly holy and God-pleasing life can't spring from any other soil than justifying faith in Christ. So we're not surprised when we find the Apostle John in the third chapter of his first epistle describing a very close relationship between the faith that justifies and saves us on the one hand and the sanctified Christian life we're supposed to live on the other hand. In fact, both of these truths are encapsulated in the precious name that your loving Heavenly Father has given you, child of God. It's the most revealing name of all, and the main thing it reveals is how much your Father loves you. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. In that simple word, behold, is a whole world of wonder and amazement and awe. It's as if the Apostle John is saying to you, if you want to see something that's truly amazing, have a look at this. What a profound, really unknowable kind of love is revealed to us in this precious name that our Heavenly Father has given us, child of God. Martin Luther said about this verse, to understand it correctly is to sink down in adoration before it. It is beyond all comprehension. What's so amazing about that name? The world doesn't think it's amazing. Wasn't long ago I heard a U.S. senator in a televised interview make this statement. We are all of us, every human being, a child of God. Unfortunately, that's not true. It is not our mere humanity that qualifies us to be God's children. In fact, if that were the criterion, then we'd really have to say more truthfully, we are none of us children of God, at least not by nature. Because ever since Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, all human beings are born sinful and corrupt. By nature, they're the children of Satan, not the children of God. And such were you and I, my friends, before the Lord worked saving faith in our hearts. In chapter 1 of his gospel, John tells us who the real children of God are. But as many as received him, Jesus Christ, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name. You were born again and became a new creature. Through the power of the Holy Spirit working in your heart, you were given a brand new life and a new name to go along with it, the name Child of God. When exactly did that happen, by the way? When did God bestow upon you that precious name? The word bestow in the original Greek is in the perfect tense of the verb, which is like a period with a big long arrow attached to it. It describes an event that happened in a particular time in your past that has profound and ongoing results that last down to the present day and beyond. What was that miraculous event in your life? Of course, it was your baptism. Paul says to us believers, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. On the day of your baptism, you became a child of God. You put on Christ. You joined the company of the saints, the saved believers from the beginning of time down to the present day. All those who have called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have trusted in the blood he shed on Calvary for the full and free forgiveness of their sins and to guarantee them life everlasting in heaven. So yes, a name can say a lot about a person. Sometimes what it says is bad. How would you like to be remembered as Ethelred the Unready? He was the 11th century English king who is remembered for his great unpreparedness, which allowed the nation of Denmark to invade and conquer his country. Thank God you have a wonderful name, a name that says a lot about you, but says even more about the loving God who bestowed it upon you, the God you worship. For you are a child of God, and that's the most revealing name of all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hymn 725.